You're listening to the Digital Insurance Agent Podcast. In each episode, we explore the latest trends, tools, and strategies for growing your insurance agency in the digital age. Join host Carl Willis, a seasoned financial services digital marketing consultant, as he interviews industry experts, shares success stories, and provides actionable tips to help you stay ahead of the curve and build a successful and sustainable insurance agency in today's ever-evolving market. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, this show is the ultimate guide to help you modernize your business and thrive in the digital world.
Hi, it's Carl with Agent Branding and Marketing, and today we're going to be talking specifically to you captive insurance agents out there. We're going to give you 7 marketing tips to help you stand out from your competition. And when I say your competition, I mean the other captive agents operating under the same umbrella you are in your market. And so I'm going to be using Kimberly Wilcox as our example today. Kimberly's been a client of ours for about 3 years. She is obviously in a very competitive captive company, a lot of other agents around her. And so we're going to talk about some of the things that you can do that she's done that can help you really stand out from those in your marketplace. So first and foremost, you know, the easiest thing to do, make sure you have a good picture of yourself up here in your header on Facebook, here on your profile picture. If you're using Instagram, you want to do the same thing, do that on LinkedIn, any other social media that you're doing. But issue number one is develop a unique brand for yourself and your agency. What you don't want to do is use all of the cookie cutter creatives that your company is giving you to post on social media. And if they're doing your social media posting for you, that's all wonderful, saves you time and energy. However, it's going to look the same as every other captive agent in your area. There's nothing that stands out. And so part of what you want to do is you want to develop your own unique brand. One of the things with Kimberly, her husband is also an insurance agent, same company, different community, but they do a lot of things together in their social media profiles that bring out the unique flavor of them as a couple, of their insurance agencies, both together and separate. And so that's one of the things you want to do. You want to brand yourself and your agency first and foremost. Your company is doing a great job of branding the company. What you've got to do is then help that prospect go the extra step. Now that I've decided I'm going to use State Farm, who's the agent that I'm going to work with as part of this process? Second thing you want to do is you want to bring out your personality. So you can see here, it's Thanksgiving is tomorrow. So she's posted up here, get your fat pants ready. And she's already getting interactions because of that. So those are things that you want to be doing. Bring out your unique personality. One of the things that she does is they'll get pictures of their dogs in here quite often. They're also sports fans, so they'll be bringing out that. She posted this on Seatbelt Awareness Day. Mom, the original seatbelt. Now, everyone else was posting the canned company message on seatbelts. But look at what she did. She zigged when everyone else was zagging, and she got 24 interactions. She got comments. She got shares. This was a great post for her because she's bringing out her personality. Other things you want to do, you want to highlight what are you doing in your community. So here's one of the community things that they were doing. They were handing out pies in celebration of Thanksgiving. And so people came in to get those pies. It was just a way to say thank you. It was a way to make people feel extra special. One of the things she does when they're out and about in their community doing things to make a difference in the community, they bring that to their profile. So you can see here is the Merry Markets going to be happening in their community. It's a shop till you drop with 150 vendors in place. And so Kimberly is focused on that on her page. She's bringing attention to things going on in the community. There's the law of reciprocation. What you put out into the marketplace returns back to you. And so that's one of the things that she's also doing very well. Next thing that you want to do is you want to become the expert in a high-value subject to the people that you're working with. And kind of along those lines is the next piece. You want to determine your unique selling proposition. So first of all, let's talk about the expert piece. And I'm going to come down here a little ways and show you a good expert piece that she's done. Back up here just a little bit. She posts a lot, so it'll take me a minute to get through this. Here we go. Kimberly opened her agency in December of 2000. So she's been in business for 22 years as a State Farm agent. She is demonstrating her expertise with this post. I'm not just the new agent in town. I've been here for 22 years, and that gives her a lot of talking points. Other things she could do, she could become an expert in a focal area of insurance if she wanted to. For example, years ago, I was a financial advisor. Life insurance was one of the things I sold. What I became the expert in was wealth transfer using life insurance. How can you help pass wealth intergenerationally by doing that? It was a focus point. You can do the same thing in auto insurance, business insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance. You've got a lot of things that you can help bring your expertise in that is going to solve problems that are on people's mind on a regular basis. And then the next piece is that unique selling proposition. So for her, there's two unique selling propositions that come to mind. She's been in the market for 22 years, working with the same company. She's been serving her community for over two decades. And secondarily, it's a family business. Her husband does the same thing. He's also been in the business for 22 years. He's in an adjacent community. And so that's one of their unique selling propositions. They are a husband and wife team who don't just get their unique communities, but they also understand the region that they work with as well. Again, she gives shout outs to local events, teams, items of interest. You see this food drive here for the community. There's another one that was up here. This was their involvement in the food drive, part of what they were doing. And then you come down here talking about shout outs to sports teams. They are big sports fans, and so let me find their latest football one. There we go. Go LSU Tigers, beat Alabama. That was their post before the big game a few days ago. And so you'll see them during football season post up this kind of stuff. Not today, Nick Saban. So if you're familiar with college football, you'll fully understand that as well. Celebrating National Louisiana Day, bringing their unique brand in here, the Wilcox Agencies. They really focus on their unique brand. They want you to know the Wilcox Agencies. Now, you'll know that the Wilcox Agencies are a part of State Farm, but what they really want to anchor into is that you understand who the Wilcox Agencies are. And then finally, they focus on delivering world-class service and results. And so the way you figure out who's delivering those world-class service and results is we come out here to Google and we take a look at the Google reviews. So we'll take a look at her, Kimberly Wilcox. So one thing she does very well, 155 five-star reviews. So she brings her unique brand to bear. She serves her clients well, and you can see that in what she does. And again, she uses this same process on her Google Business profile. She's got pictures of herself, pictures of her agency, building the personal brand. There she is with her husband, showing themselves out doing things in the community. When they are working on things that help their community. Like I said, the dog is in the picture quite often. So these are those unique brand things that you do to help give yourself that competitive edge as a captive agent. Because all the other captive agents, so what's going to happen is 90% of the agents are going to take the path of least resistance. They're going to regurgitate all of the company creatives, all of the company headlines. They're not going to do anything unique that sets them apart. When you get unique and you set yourself apart, you're going to win the contest time and time again. Hope you find this helpful. If you haven't scheduled a strategy session with us, be sure and do that at the link below this video. It's a 15-minute call. We'll take a look at what you're doing. We'll make some recommendations. And if we can be of greater assistance to you, we'll also let you know how we can do that. And we look forward to seeing you soon.